2 Corinthians chapter 6. We then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that you receive not the grace of Yahweh in vain. For he says, I have heard you in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed, but in all things approving ourselves as the ministers of Yahweh, in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in watchings, in fastings, by pureness, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Spirit, by love unfeigned, by the word of truth, by the power of Yahweh, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying, and behold, we live, as chastened and not killed, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing all things. Oh, you Corinthians, our mouth is open to you, our heart is enlarged. You are not straitened in us, but you are straitened in your own affections. Now for a recompense in the same, I speak as unto my children, be ye also enlarged. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what concord has the Messiah with Belial? Or what part has he that believes with an unbeliever? And what agreement has the temple of Yahweh with idols? For you are the temple of the living Elohim. As Elohim has said, I will dwell in them, and walk in them, and I will be their Elohim, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, says Yahweh. And touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says Yahweh Almighty. End of chapter.